How can there be multiple temples if God is one, by Krishna's mercy?
Quote, the Lord immediately got up from his seat and invited Narada Muni to sit on his personal seat. The Lord again worshipped him with as much paraphernalia for reception as he had in the palace of Rukmini. After worshipping him properly, Lord Krishna acted as if he did not know what had happened in the palace of Rukmini. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 14.
This may seem like a childish question, but I am trying to see through their eyes. It is at the neophyte level, but every person has to start somewhere. I am sure there is a proper explanation, but I thought I would posit the theory first. Let's say that someone is visiting a temple for the first time. From the outside, they admire the architecture. It is superior to a museum. It is like visiting a tourist attraction. When allowed entry, they focus on the deity. This is the center of the establishment, the primary reason for everyone being there. A superior explains the deity and the process behind the worship. Just as we honor people through thoughts, words and deeds, human beings pay homage to the Lord through the deity and the temple. This is one and certainly not the only path towards transcendence. This style of worship automatically incorporates other people. Instead of speaking to the Supreme Lord in isolation, when I am alone and in need of help, I can worship in a public forum, so that others may simultaneously benefit. Everything is fine and good until the same people visit a different temple later on in the day. It could be mere moments after, especially if traveling within a holy city like Vrindavan or Jagannatha Puri. A different part of the city, a different building, but the same process on the inside. The deity may look exactly the same, with the priests uttering the same prayers as part of their formal worship ceremony. The person new to the experience may have some doubts. How can God be worshipped in both places? Why is not one sufficient? If the deity is supposed to be the merciful incarnation of the Almighty, the Arka Vigraha, why are there more than one? How can that occur?
Narada Muni had a similar experience, except with the person represented through the deity. That is to say, there was a direct visit with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in one particular city, with multiple meetings within a short window of time. The famed traveler of the three worlds first visited Krishna in one palace. In the city of Dwaraka, Sri Krishna was the king. The city of gates came to be at his direction, guarded on all sides to protect against pesky and irrational attacks from enemies. This is both a historically factual incident and symbolic of the mentality of the Asura class, who cannot leave well enough alone. It is not enough to deny God and live a sinful life on their own, they must attack those who are aligned with Krishna. Narada then departed the palace for another one. He saw Krishna there again. Then a visit to a different palace. The same Krishna was there, but engaged in different work. Living with many queens simultaneously, how was this possible? How was Krishna able to work in parallel? If compared to modern-day cloud computing, the Supreme Lord is something like a server that can spin up an unlimited number of CPU cores, whenever needed. He already expands as the Supersoul Paramatma, to accompany every living entity in their many births within the material world.
Sarvasya chaha hridi sannivishto. Mattah smritir gyanam apohnam cha. Vedesh cha sarver aham ev vedyu. Vedant krid vedvid ev chaham.
Quote, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas am I to be known, indeed I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.15.
Any person can connect with him at any time. There is no busy signal on the phone call. There is no waiting around for hours like in the doctor's office. There is no crash on the server due to insufficient memory. There may be incompatibility with multiple prayers. One person prays to land the job opening at the big company. Another person prays for the same, but there is only one vacancy. The Supreme Lord could manipulate the situation in a way that both people succeed, but there is a higher purpose when approaching him directly. He is not an order supplier, and neither is he obligated to fulfill desires. the approach should be made nonetheless, since there is purification in the process. The more I connect with him, the more I will see things in the proper light. I will begin to understand myself, the universe around me, and the origin of everything. In closing, hospitality in one palace to show, then Narada to another to go, the same Krishna seeing there, who of prior meeting not aware, then again to another going, how supreme this magic showing, ability for infinite expansions to make, so simultaneous worship can take.